And now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? The well-known commentator on the human condition, Mark Twain, once said, "All people are ignorant, just in different subjects. The one subject on which no one should ever be ignorant is the Bible. After all, it is the only book in the world that accurately answers the three important questions that humans have always pondered. Whence have I come? Why am I here? And where am I going?" But before we provide answers to those questions, we first need to know how the Bible came into being. An examination of the Bible indicates that it was written by more than 40 different men from various walks of life. Nehemiah was a royal cupbearer. Peter was a fisherman. Luke was a physician. Matthew was a tax collector. Solomon was a king. Moses was a shepherd. And Paul was a tent maker. Furthermore, these men wrote from almost every conceivable human condition. David wrote from the heights of joy on the rolling grassy hills of Judea, while Paul wrote from the pits of despair resulting from Roman incarceration. The writers penned the Bible in three languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, from two continents, Europe and Asia, over a period of time that spanned approximately 16 centuries, 1500 BC to AD 100. In so doing, these writers cover topics as diverse as theology, eschatology, psychology, geography, history, medicine, and many others. All this being true, one might expect that so diverse a group of men writing on so varied a group of themes over such a lengthy span of time would have produced a book that would have been a tangled mishmash of subjects more often than not marred by an incredible number of inconsistencies and errors. Yet the Bible exhibits such astonishing harmony, such constant flow, and such unparalleled unity that it defies any purely naturalistic explanation. It is as if the Bible were a magnificent symphony orchestrated by a single conductor. The musicians may each have played a different instrument in a different place at a different time, but when the talented maestro combined the individual efforts, the end result was a striking masterpiece. Join us in our next program as we continue our examination of God's Word, the Bible.